The Aboriginal community of Yalata in South Australia's far west has long battled problems with drug and alcohol abuse. The area is being included in the rollout of the government's cashless welfare card trial. Senior community members say addiction is killing people and things need to change, but the new card is proving to be a divisive issue. The government hopes quarantining 80% of a person's pension will help curb problem drinking, but there is concern that the nearest rehabilitation centre is almost 7 hours away. Natalie Whiting visited Yalata and filed this report.
2 hours from Ceduna on South Australia's far west coast is the community of Yalata. A brightly painted sign in the shape of a boomerang greets you on the way in. But behind it, there is some sadness. Local man Keith Peters says the community has seen a lot of deaths because of alcohol.
The problem is they drink because they lose a lot of people. And they go on drinking to comfort them. But it's not comforting them. It's making them worse.
The federal government is hoping to address some of the problems with a cashless welfare card. The cards will start rolling out here soon as part of the Ceduna trial. The chairperson of Yalata Community, Russell Bryant, says people are split over the card.
People like that card and some people don't.
Elder Mima Smart says some people are worried about not having enough cash.
Like the Oyster Fest and football carnivals, people are worried about that. And when their kids are in Adelaide attending high schools, can they give some cash out for those kids?
Keith Peters says things need to change in the community and people need to take responsibility for themselves.
I'm hoping to see things get better in the community. People smiling, people walking past, saying good morning. We don't want people coming here into the community, staggering around, making abuse and causing violence and all that. But with the card, I have nothing to say because it's a government policy. It's not me. But I believe the government is trying to do the right thing.
For people with serious addictions, just removing money won't be an answer on its own. The Human Services Minister, Alan Tudge, says $1.3 million has been put in to support services in the region to help. But the nearest rehabilitation centre is almost 7 hours from here in Port Augusta. He says that's not an issue.
Many people would say that for residential rehabilitation, you actually are better off if you're away from the community, where you can dry up properly and get that support there before you come back to the community.
Homesickness can be a real issue for some Indigenous people and communities. Are you concerned about trying to facilitate help for people who don't want to be 7 hours from home?
Listen, my main concern is the children who aren't being fed, the women who are being bashed, the violence which is occurring in this community because of welfare-fuelled alcohol abuse.
Transport to Port Augusta is available for people who want to go to the rehabilitation centre. There is a short-term sobering up centre in Ceduna, and drug and alcohol counsellors will be working on the ground, but it's not known if any will be based in Yalata.
Natalie Whiting with that report.